from that choices, when we choose one, how to choose that? Because when we pray, divine will not come and make the decision for you. Decision, you will have to make it. So,
I get your point, how to make choices. First of all, let me correct that premise. If we really pray to the divine, he may not make the choices for us, but he will tell us how to make the choices. So he does tell, and he gives very clear indications. But that's a different story. We'll not enter into that, because it's not easy or simple. But let's say how to make choices. In practical life, everyday life, very simple. We should be clear of what my goal is. Once we are clear, then the choice should be whatever aligns me to that. There's a very nice story about Mirabai, who was caught in the trap of, you know, whether continuing with the Shakt worship, non-veg eating, as was common in the Kshatriya family of Rana. And she was a Krishna Bhakt, Vaishnava of sort. And she asked Tulsidas, what should I do? Should I listen to my husband, my in-laws? I'm now putting it in brass tacks. Or should I follow my own deepest thing? So Tulsidas replies wonderful. He says, Jake priyana ram vaidehi, soch haadiye koti vairi sam jadapi param sanehi. Even if he is dearest to you, he uses the word ram vaidehi, means for me, he says, I would make a choice based on that. Whatever takes me, recently somebody asked, I said, whatever takes you closer to the mother, that's the right thing to do. So that's for our context. But whatever makes you closer to your highest, takes you closer to the goal, that's right. That's the choice to be made. It may be difficult. That we must understand. So that's why, see, seeking ambition and desire, they distort. They never, you know, because always there is either social approval or some desire. Oh, if I take this choice, life will become difficult. They are distorting us. But if I have a goal with clarity, then there will be no hesitation even for a moment, because this is the choice which makes me closer to the mother. So there is the instance of Ravindraji. He came from a very vegetarian family, and he was given the task of giving eggs. So he would, even touching an egg was so difficult. He would just pick up and it's like he's touching. And then, you know, he learned. He said, when the Divine Mother says so, then to obey it transcends. That's what Gita is about. If Krishna says kill, kill. Your ideals are different. Being close to Krishna matters, then that's what is important. So divine, till the divine directly tells us, make the choices based on the highest ideal and the goal we can conceive of. That's why it's so important to have a name. So I can just share, this is a passing example. Not like from very early on, after joining Air Force, I had turned towards Mother and Sri Aurobindo, and I wanted to come to the ashram. So I kept trying. At 9 years, I put in my paper. So they said, you have completed your MD and all this. You know, we'll not let you go. Then at 14, I put my papers. 14 or 15. They said, no, we have given very good ACR to you. So how can we release? I said, spoil my ACR. I went and told him. I said, I can't be a bad guy, but you spoil my ACR. I'm fine with it. So he said, what is this nonsense? I said, sir, I want to go. Then at 18, because, you know, then Air Force is the best bargain, because 20 is minimum pension. If I ask release at 18, they are the best beneficiary. Non-pension, you are sending me. No. Then I abandoned, surrendered. I said, what can I do? After 20, chance is very, you know, minimum. But see how the divine works. I'm just saying that my choice was based on wanting closeness with the mother. I wanted to come here and serve her. Service. So then suddenly, 20 years, 6 months down the line, or less than that, 20 years, some months, and one of my patient's father became the chief of his staff. And he calls me and says, Alok, put your papers. I said, sir, ministry mein sab jagah koshish kiya hai, kuch nahi hota hai. Bola, you put it, it's my responsibility. And within few months I got. Now I understand, because with minimum pension it became so much easy. Because I can't treat somebody and ask money, because I used to feel I have done nothing. It is the Divine Mother's blessing that somebody gets cured. So what was the option? I would keep an offering box, patient, if you want to put in the hoodie to sustain yourself. That's what I had thought. But she arranged that there is a kind of minimum pension, so there is no hardship that way. So basically the choice was based on this. Everybody told me, you are youngest, you will become air marshal, all this. I said, I know. But to me, mother's service is important. All the rest is secondary. So for me, that was the aim. For somebody else, it may be something else. So based on the, if you have an aim with clarity, everything becomes easy. Then one has to just remind oneself and try to be sincere as much as one can. But if there is no aim, then choices are very difficult because we don't know on what ground we chose. So it can either be the highest thought we can conceive of, that I live by this idea. Some people do like that, which is fine. Or it can be a clarity of an aim. But if these two are missing, then it's very difficult because we don't know what we want. So we should be clear what we want from life and what we want in our own life. Then we have to make choices. Otherwise, well, everything is based on what is the option, what will this job pay me well. If today I, you know, move away, then how will my security be? So all these are distortions. We have to quieten ourselves from them.